Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hola y bienvenidos al 134 episodio del Super Megacast.
Thank you.
Yep. And to start it off, I just want to say I'm ecstatic because there's a big announcement today from Studio Q45 about Cuphead. I'm excited. One, it's coming to the Switch. Two, a physical copy will be put on the Switch as soon as all the DLC has been released.
Oh, shit.
And three, character select will be a part of this update coming April 18th, which means I can finally play and beat the game as Mugman.
You have they listened to you, Ryan.
Specifically, I'm the reason.
You might have had some impact on that. You were publicly crying out for that and getting people to cry out to them for it.
Apparently, also, there are fully animated cutscenes. They've added new effects and stuff like that.
Ooh.
To make it even pop more. So I'm excited to play this new Switch edition because I have to own it for every
oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not going to be released on the PS4. Yeah.
I hope that when the Switch one comes out, I hope to actually, like, beat it myself.
You should.
I've never beaten it because I get to a point where I'm just like,
it's all about pushing through it and just all about dedicating your time to being frustrated instead of dedicating your time to something useful, like learning a new language or...
Well, with games like that, it's like, I love them and I know that the point of them, like, we talked about this in a series that's not out yet, how, like, with games like that, frustration... They design it to be frustrating because it makes the reward that much more rewarding.
Well, a game would be shitty if you just, like, to all the people that, like, complain on our Let's Plays when you and I are having, like, difficult times or making dumb choices, I feel like a game designer knows that someone's going to make a dumb choice or forget something. It's because, like, if you are able to breeze through a game on the first try, it's not fun.
Yeah, like, because, like, when we're Let's Playing, for instance, and, like, we're having a really hard time with something, I think it's more rewarding when we finally, like, achieve it because it was, like, the journey to get there. I mean, it's like, yes!
Yeah,
that's done!
Like, usually it would, you know, you'd have to beat the game several times or, like, play the game a shit ton to get to the point to where you're, like, super comfortable and you're like, oh, I know this game, like, the back of my hand. If you knew the game before even playing it, then it's just like, where's the fun in conquering it and finding out this stuff? Or, like, you've heard those stories, like, I'm sure we've all had that moment where it's, this is a very base thing. You'll be playing, like, an open world game, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, did you know you could pull out a second weapon? It's like, wait a second, I can use a second weapon at the same time as my primary weapon? It's like, yeah, just press Y and X at the same time. Wait a second. Oh, shit! Like, you know, those moments.
That's what
I love. And it's like, if, like, yeah, you know, I could have figured that out if I read, you know, the shit beforehand, maybe. But I don't know, there's just something about, like, maybe forgetting about that stuff or just being bombarded with all of this new information and some slips through the cracks and then slowly learning it later as the game goes on. Because you're like, okay, the game's trying to make me do something. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
like,
I just found out Mario can jump. And I was stuck on the first, I thought it was the hardest game in the world. I just figured that out.
You're like, how am I supposed to do this? There's all these blocks in my way.
Well, like the fucking Goomba would just kill me every time.
You just run to the
I'm
left.
Like, what the hell?
God damn it. What am I supposed to do?
I
tried ducking.
Speaking of which, as you guys know, we're back from Japan now. I was in an arcade in Japan. I went to go play the Mario game, and someone had given up, I guess, on the final world of or the final level of Mario with 8 lives. I got there, and there was 8 lives on the very final castle, and I was like, so I played it, and I played until I died. I'm really hoping the person wasn't just like running to the bathroom. Like,
what
oh, if? I got a shit, but I got. I'm so close.
He made it all that way with 8 lives, and he had to go
back,
take
it's
a
some
shit.
Goofy white boy is just killed all of like. The score was over 1.5 million.
I'm sorry if my voice sounds different. My voice is kind of gone for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, you went to that Christian rock concert.
That is true. I went to go see the Newsboys.
I always imagine them wearing those little Newsboy caps.
Doesn't the lead singer like wear like a fucking fedora or something?
I wouldn't be surprised. He's the singer of a Christian rock band. Which, speaking of which, we were in a
them
porn store
Crowns
in Japan.
Doing a tribute.
Yeah, we were in a porn store in Japan, and they started playing Christian rock.
They also started playing some Mortal Kombat rap song, and I was like, "Is this a Smosh? Are they playing Smosh?
Was it Smosh?
No, I don't know what it is.
It was like it was some YouTuber's rap song.
It sounded like some YouTuber's because they used that like I don't know what the effect's called, but. It's like when people try to put reverb on a voice, except they just make it sound all tinny and shit.
Oh, yeah. Just shitty reverb.
Yeah, it's that. It's like what we do sometimes as a joke.
You'll see why we went into that porn store in an upcoming video, because we got several Japan videos coming out.
And that was no reverb.
Mm-mm. That was me just saying several times.
You okay?
Yeah, just vomiting a little. We got a bunch of Japan videos coming out. Super fun trip overall. We shot a bunch, we experienced a bunch, ate some weird food, saw some weird things, and documented as much as we could.
Saw some weird people.
Yeah, some very weird people. Did we talk on the last one about the guy that got mad at you in the elevator?
I think so, maybe. I don't know. It was at a Uniqlo, and I was just waiting for the elevator's doors to open, and they opened, and I was about to walk out, and some old Japanese man brushed past me really furiously and said Gaijin out loud.
Yeah.
Which just means foreigner. So imagine like a redneck just like there's a picture of a Mexican boy of my stature. You know what? That reminds me. I don't know why it's like Mexican me. Okay. So I don't even need to finish that thought. You know where I'm going with that audience. So I saw like a Mexican me on the highway. And look, I usually don't go for these buzzwords, but it was legitimately like the funniest instance of like fragile masculinity I had ever seen. So there's Mexican me chugging along in some like very low, like small car where the engine's like
a low rider.
It was low, but it's not a low rider. It's a low rider, but it's not what you would think of when you think of that.
It's not a low rider. Yeah.
It was just a car that was super low and sounded like that, and it looked all rusted. He was in the far left lane, so me and like a bunch of people were like, okay. So we all like started passing him. He started looking at us like we were crazy or something. We're like, sorry, dude, you're going like 50 in the far left lane. And all of a sudden, in my left like periphery, I just see, and I see him like cutting through people trying to get back ahead of everyone again. And then he gets stuck behind an 18-wheeler. And then he gets mad, and then he, like, cuts through, like, without a blinker, 4 lanes to get back to the far left lane to get in front of everyone again. Like, he speeds and cuts through again. And then he gets stuck behind someone, like, he gets stuck behind someone else, so he can't get to, like, the front of the line again. So he, by himself, then swerves into the carpool lane to pull ahead to then get into the front of the line. And then, like, we're all just like, dude. You could have just gone faster from the start.
That's how car accidents happen where, like, 6 people die.
But, like,
just
seriously.
Dumbasses on the road.
Like, how small is this boy's dick
small.
To where he has to,
no,
like,
Ryan.
Oh, sorry.
We can't
sorry,
go there
sorry.
Again. We cannot go there again.
What's wrong with having a small dick, Super Mega? Nothing's wrong. I have a small penis.
We both have small penises.
We both have
guys.
Incredibly tiny penises.
So small, it's embarrassing.
They're the width. I don't want to get into a dick measuring contest.
Well, it's because we just got back from Asia and we had the penis reduction surgery.
Yeah.
They accidentally took a little too much off the top for me, so now it's a little too small.
The top for you.
A little too much.
It just looks like a bite mark is taken out of mine.
It's like a cartoon Boop. Bite mark. Like several teeth marks.
That sound effect.
Oh, man, Ryan.
The munch sound effect.
I want to see this Mexican version of you. It just looked like you, but Mexican?
Oh, you know, he was just speeding to munch on some minge.
As regular Ryan does.
Yeah. I'm munching on minge 24/7, seven days a week.
Gets in his little Fiat and got to munch on some minge, brother.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ryan.
Yeah.
I hate to do this.
Uh-oh.
Can I go grab a coffee real fast?
As long as you bring me back a beverage of some sort.
What do you want?
Like an orange vitamin zero.
Okay. I'll bring you, I just really need some coffee.
Yeah, no doubt.
I was sitting in the dentist's chair for 4.5 hours. I went in thinking I was literally going to be in for maybe 30 minutes straight up.
5 hours.
I'm sitting there 2 hours in just like, what the hell are they doing in my mouth? 2 hours later, I'm like, what the fuck?
I know, like, me and, like, a bunch of, like, your friends were like, where's Matt? I don't know. He was at the dentist at, like, 9. There's no way he's still there. He's not home. Where is he? I don't know. Did he get in a car?
Like, I got, like, three or four calls from different people. Like, and text like, hey, where are you? Where are you? I'm like, I'm at the dentist. And my mouth is still numb as we record this
like,
podcast.
Like, how long does it take to get a tooth pulled?
I wasn't getting a tooth. I thought I was going in to get a tooth pulled. And they're like,
what were they doing?
They were like, you also got some cavities and you need your wisdom teeth pulled.
Didn't get your wisdom teeth pulled.
No.
So what were they doing for 5 hours in your mouth?
I had some, basically they needed to drill out some cavities and then
fill it in,
fill them, and then put some crowns on two of my teeth.
Go get your fucking drinks.
So they.
And then as punishment, I'm going to make us do an ad read.
No, Ryan, let me finish my dentist story.
No, I'm saying after you go get the drinks, that's going
to
be your punishment.
That
I'm just making sure
read.
You know.
Okay, I know. It was a great dentist. The first time I ever went to this dentist, they were fantastic, very nice.
They're so good. What's their name so they can get more business?
No.
Oh, so they're not good?
No, they're very good.
Oh, they're not. Okay. I just
don't want to do that.
Why?
And they were.
They'd get more business.
Ryan,
and it would
shut
be...
up. Your jaw gets real tired after about 3 hours of just sitting there with your mouth open. And then 4 hours.
Munching on minge.
Much more tired. I got a little more tired with this than when I munch on minge, I got to say. My jaw is actually an incredible pain on this left side from holding my minge open so long. My mouth open so long. My minge, dude.
Yeah.
Spread your minge, sir.
That's the Ryan laugh and his voice is gone. A raspy version of it.
I like it. It's more like a...
Squeaky.
It's like a cowboy, Ryan, laughing on the trail after like a big shootout.
Yeah, oh, boy.
All right. I'm going to go get some coffee and I'll...
You'll be back.
Stop burping, dude.
And then we can do an ad read, right?
Yeah, an ad read, because that's everyone's favorite part of the podcast.
Okay, well, I'll be waiting here.
District attorney in Santa Barbara, that you molested this boy.
Totally false.
Hey, guys, I'm back. I got myself a nice cup of Joe, and I got Ryan his vitamin water.
He did. I'm going to open up right now.
Crack that bad boy open, brother. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, hold on.
Wait for it. Nice.
Ooh, ooh.
That's that gamer juice right there, brother. Huh? Oh. Oh. That is the juice of a healthy gamer. You know, other gamers drink Mountain Dew. Shit like that. It's going to clog your arteries. Ryan's a healthy gamer. He drinks vitamin water.
That's right,
which
baby.
Has just as much sugar as a can of Coke. Anyway, yep. Ask yourself...
Why
the
you put
one
it down.
What?
Huh? I didn't even claim that it was healthier.
I was saying you were healthier.
I think this is definitely healthier than a can of Coke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It doesn't have all that acid and stuff, all that LSD. Anyway, Ryan, ask yourself this one very important question. Is your underwear making you happy at this very moment? Is it?
Hold
check.
Hold on.
Is it making you happy?
Not the current pair I'm wearing.
Ooh. Or were you not even thinking about your underwear? Wouldn't you like to be wearing underwear that is so soft that you feel like you're making love to an actual cloud all day long? Fornicating with it, Ryan, with your genitals. I've got one word for you. MeUndies.
BuzzFeed, of all places, said this about MeUndies. They feel like actual heaven against your skin. We're going to assume heaven is really soft in this context.
Ask Men said they feel like silk drenched in hand lotion. These undies are so soft, they make Bob Ross's voice sound like Gilbert Gottfried. I think they meant that the other way around.
No, people were correcting us. That apparently it means that it's so soft that even Bob Ross's voice sounds like Gilbert.
I see. I get it. Okay, they are not wrong. We were wrong. I get it. Because Bob Ross's voice by comparison.
They're also so soft that Kenny G thinks about them to get inspired to write his next song. MeUndies uses a coveted micromodal fabric, which is a full 3 times softer than cotton. Take that, big cotton.
Stupid big cotton.
Not only will you feel like your loins are being hugged by Mother Teresa herself, but MeUndies gives you multiple style options for both men and women. Choose between classic colors to adventurous prints. Prints like significant otters, plant babies, and shamrocks.
Speaking of prints, why not match your bottom half with your better half and get matching prints for you and your partner and or dad?
Prints for tops and bottoms. MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on this side of the Mississippi. Hang out in their super comfy lounge pants and onesies. Yes, MeUndies makes Onesius, and their MeUndies makes onesies, and they're incredible.
That was smooth as fuck, my man.
Thanks, man. I've been practicing this ad read.
MeUndies is fuck. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you order MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping.
This is a no-brainer.
Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you'll ever put on.
To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/supermega. Ryan?
That's MeUndies.com/supermega.
Woo!
I love MeUndies, and I wear them a lot. Just unfortunately not today, because I have to do the wash.
Oh, that's all right.
Because we just got back from vacation, and I wanted to take yesterday to honestly just lay in bed all day. Watch Michael Jackson.
Okay, well, if it says anything about how soft MeUndies are, when I was on vacation, I wore the same pair 2 days in a row. I'll throw that out there, because they were so comfortable. Anyway, Ryan. Tell me some good news, brother.
Tonight at 9 p.m., well, when this comes out, it'll have been yesterday, right?
Uh-huh.
So yesterday at 9 p.m., Sekiro, however you want to pronounce it, Shadows Die Twice came out, and I'm super excited for it. It's from the people who made Bloodborne and Dark Souls. I never played a Dark Souls game, but I played Bloodborne, so I'm excited. It's from Software. What are you snickering about? I fuck up?
You didn't fuck anything up. Your voice, you kind of sound like Wee Man. And some of the things you're saying, you sound a little bit like Wee Man.
Wee Man.
From Jackass.
The raspy dude?
Yeah.
He just has a raspy voice?
The short man.
Oh, you were snickering to yourself. I was wondering what you were like.
You sound like Wee Man sometimes.
Is it funny because he's small? What's the funny part?
It's just he's got a funny voice.
He's got a regular voice.
No, he's got a raspy
They didn't choose him for his voice, Matt. They chose him for something else. I'm wondering if you're just laughing at him for that.
I wasn't which laughing
would
at
be
him.
Pretty
I was laughing.
Poor.
Nope. I was laughing
pretty
because
fucking disgusting.
I was laughing because
it's okay. You try to save yourself as much as you want. I'll move the conversation on so you're not digging yourself into another 6 foot hole.
No, I was laughing because I thought all that
right.
it was funny that my
Matt,
friend Ryan
like I really
like
don't
Wee
want
Man
Super Mega to be canceled. Okay, I don't want Super Mega to be canceled.
Is Wee Man going to come out of the cracks?
You think small people are funny?
Us?
I get it.
I don't think small people are funny, and you don't. They're not.
Why not?
Small people. They're
called just as funny as normal sized people, Matt.
I'm not say. I wasn't saying that they're not funny.
So a small
they're
person is a comedian,
the
and they're not going to be as funny as a regular sized
no,
person.
No, I think that they'd be hysterical if they did.
Oh, so now they're hilarious. They're more funny, so they need the little pat on their heads, huh? Oh, you're so much more funny.
The little
than
pat on their heads.
Size
Why did
person?
You say the little pat on their heads? Why
you don't want it to be too hard?
Why not? Why not too hard? Is it going to break their fragile little bodies, Ryan?
Yeah. What about it?
Who won this one?
Me.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Yo, mama.
There it is.
Thanks, man. Ever since we got back, Jackson won't stop saying it.
Who?
I'll be like, hey, Jackson, I'm trying to sleep and you're playing Apex really loud in the living room. Can you turn that down?
Yo, mama.
Does he really?
Dude, I was trying to sleep last night and you and Jackson were playing Apex. Dude, he had the volume on the speakers on the TV up to like max level.
He has a headset.
I know. And
I gave him a headset. I gave him a headset.
Like, my room is fucking rumbling, and he's yelling into the mic. And I texted him like, Jackson, can you please turn that down?
Maybe it's getting you back from all the times you like wake him up crunching on some like fucking cookies.
Did he send you the picture of the night we got back from Japan? I fell asleep at 3 p.m. because of jet lag. And I woke up at like 4 a.m. so hungry. I went into my suitcase and I got the big bag of green tea Kit Kats and I ate the entire thing. It was on my bedside table, just all the wrappers.
Was it open before?
No. And Jackson came in my room to get something.
You wonder why you got cavities.
I know.
And I like how you throw it away. He's like, yeah, I just have bad, dental genetics.
I do, though. I do have really bad dental genetics.
How do you know?
I've had dentists told me. Like, tell me. Like, my mom and dad are the same way. It's like,
yeah, but I like how you blame the dental genetics and not the you eating a
50,
whole bag
50.
Of Kit Kat. 50-50.
I brush my teeth every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I just also eat a lot of sugar and have bad dental genetics. Like, some people are just really prone to cavities. I've gotten cavities
and some
my
people
whole life.
Eat a bag full of Kit Kats.
That doesn't affect cavities.
Okay.
Eating a whole bag of sugar at 4 a.m. and not brushing your teeth right afterwards would not affect me getting cavities.
Of course not.
My mouth hurts right now from the...
Good. It's like a dog. You make it hurt so it learns its lesson.
How did I don't learn my lesson?
I'm kidding. Fucking hurt. Make your dogs hurt. Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe you should
stop
eating
Lego. Or don't fuck
him
like Shane Dawson. Oh, sorry. He doesn't fuck dogs. He comes on cats.
No, but he also dogs. See the video?
Oh, yeah.
He was going
in the dog's pee-pee area.
Yeah.
And sticking his tongue in the dog's mouth.
We listened to that clip while sitting in a very nice bar at like 2 a.m. in Japan.
We're just like, okay, is this real or not? And part of me is like, here's the thing. You and I used to watch Shane Dawson, and we're talking about the same guy who used to do blackface, you know?
Yeah, well, I like how people are like, he was 19, give him a break. It's like, at 19, I knew a little better than to do blackface.
Yeah.
I might have said some stupid shit, but I knew better than to do fucking blackface.
I like, here's the thing, though. Like, it was a story to quote-unquote make people laugh. It was a joke. But at that time of recording it and releasing it in years, like, after that, like, or let's dedicate that to the year he recorded it. He wanted his audience to believe that he humped his cat until he came all over his cat. There was a point where he legitimately wanted people to think that he came all over his cat. Not for a joke, not for anything like that. But he wanted people to think that was the reality he lived in and they lived in.
Well, it is the reality we live in.
So I think it's just the past coming back to bite him in the ass. Like
the description of how he went about the action, whether true or false, was still pretty nasty. I was like,
part
oh,
about
God.
Spreading them chicken legs.
I was like,
over.
Oh, I was no, like, I have a cat. I don't want to think about that. I don't think about banana in that situation.
Is Shane Dawson really that good of a storyteller?
Mm.
Where is it coming from? I have to take a shit.
Oh, all right. Ryan's going to go take a shit.
You know those shits where you feel them right here?
Yes.
That's my waist. You can't tell because I'm a bigger person.
Go take a doo-doo, Ryan. I'll keep everyone entertained.
Okay.
I'll fill some podcast time. Hey, guys. This is the part of the podcast where Ryan has his bowels have called him into action. So I'm sitting in here. My mouth hurts from my dental procedure this morning. Drinking a little coffee, which is actually making my teeth hurt even more because I have very sensitive teeth. You know, Ryan says that it's because I eat too much sugar. You know, who can really prove that, right? The number of cavities on my track record surely does not prove anything. It's more about my genetics, you know? So, who cares if I went to the dentist once in high school and had 7 cavities? And then I went back and had 3 more. And today I had 3 more. It's fine. Oh my God, when I looked at my dental x-ray, like, all I could see were fillings. It was just straight up, just white. Just, like, white splotches everywhere for fillings. I've had so many fillings in my life, guys. But I'm gonna get my dental hygiene, like, I'm gonna step up. I don't floss enough, because when I floss, my gums bleed, because I don't floss enough. And I do brush every single day, but there are those nights where I go to sleep super late, you know, maybe I've had a few to drink, I'm not thinking about it, and I'll fall asleep without brushing. I'll wake up and I'll brush, but it's those rare occurrences that I don't brush I need to be more careful of. Also, I need to cut back on the sugar, and that's a big one, you know? This actually really was a wake-up call that I need to just fucking not eat as much sugar. I have a horrible sugar addiction, horrible caffeine addiction. I had a horrible nicotine addiction. Got rid of that one, thank the Lord. But now it's sugar, and I'm not that concerned about caffeine, because to be honest, I love it. I love coffee, and I don't think caffeine's doing me that much bad. It really helps me wake up in the morning. When I was about 19, I started drinking coffee to wake up, and ever since, never looked back. I cannot even imagine waking up and getting through the day without having a cup of coffee. I don't know if you guys are the same, but if you're drinking coffee to wake up in the morning at like 14, that's fucked up. But, you know, if you're like 18, 19, 20, that's fine, because that's about the age you start.
You can hold the A button and then hit them with the net so you don't have to tap A and accidentally talk to people in Animal Crossing. All you have to do is hold the A button, like you're sneaking up on a bug. Ever snuck up on a bug in Animal Crossing?
Yes.
Mr. Animal Crossing Pro?
Yes.
Huh?
I haven't been reading the comments of people. Were they saying that?
Yeah.
Why? Why hurt me?
So.
That was a fast shit. Did you really shit?
I squirted that shit out, you know?
Ryan, I barely had time to talk about anything.
What did you talk about?
I talked about my dental hygiene. I talked about caffeine addiction. And drinking coffee to wake up in the morning. How did you shit that fast?
I just sat down on the toilet, and it all came out. Then I wiped a good 3 to 4 times.
Wow. Then, that's a clean one, then.
Flushed the toilet. Did like this with my hands under some water with some soap.
Under the water. You know what's the craziest thing? When you take shit, and then you turn around and look in the toilet, and nothing's there. You know what I'm talking about?
The phantom shits?
Yeah, the phantom shits.
Never had that happen.
That's never happened to you?
No.
I remember as a kid, I was like, whoa!
I've never felt a poop come out of my ass and then look down and it's not there.
It's the craziest fucking shit.
Never mind. There have been times where, like, I take a shit and I'm like, ah, and I look down and, like, in my head, I'm like, did that poop just go down, like, into, like, the pipe already?
It's because it the trajectory of it leaving your ass was so perfect that it just slid farther down than you can see.
That has to be what it is.
That is what it is. It goes too far down the pipe and you can't see it. Okay. But it's just the funniest thing. You know? You turn around, you went poo-poo, and there's no poo-poo in the
doo-doo's
bowl.
Doo-doo's not there.
No doo-doo.
Nope.
Not a single doo-doo.
Not a hint of defecant.
Not defecant. Ryan,
what's
I have
up?
A question for you, buddy.
Okay,
what
whatever.
Motivates you?
Nothing.
What really motivates you, though? I'm curious. Like, what brings you motivation when you see it or hear it or experience it? What makes you motivated to do different things?
When I see something just of good quality.
Yeah?
Like, if I see a movie and, like, I'm like, that shit was fucking good.
What motivates you, like, creatively like that?
Seeing, like, or, like, a game that's done really well. Anything that someone, like, I guess, like, whenever I can feel or see the passion someone put into something.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's why when I see, like, a really fucking good movie, it's like, now I want to write a movie. Or, like, and somehow our content motivates people to make their own content, which I don't understand that one. But you do you. Who's calling you?
Hello?
Hello, Ryan. This is and I'm calling from on a recorded line. We got this offer. You can get 2,000 channels on demand. We're looking for people specifically with children or who like sports.
Ooh, well,
are you either one of those?
I do not have children, and I do not like sports, unfortunately. I am also at work, and will have to get back to you at another point in time.
Can I call you tomorrow sometime?
If you want. Will it be you specifically?
What's a good time tomorrow, Ryan?
How late are you open?
We're open till 9 p.m. tomorrow.
Shit. How about 8:30 p.m.?
Right, that sounds good. Thanks, Ryan, for your time, and thank you for being a customer.
Thank you.
If you have any issues, call us at 888-892-2253. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know, like, something I've always wanted to do that I really want to get serious about, and I go in, like, bursts of getting serious about it. But it's such a time-consuming hobby that it's hard for me to, like, stick with it to a long point because, you know, Super Mega Game Grumps, like, just shit gets in the way. It's like game design. Like,
so game design is a hobby, not a profession.
No, Ryan,
okay. I'm just making sure.
Stop twisting my nipples, bro.
Continue. Of your fun little hobby.
Basically.
Your dainty little hobby. Your fun pastime.
I've been wanting to learn Game Maker since, like, 7th grade. And I've picked up little bits here and there because, like, something I've always wanted to do at
times. Asteroids, you showed me that.
Yeah, but I need to, like, remake it because I've forgotten how to make it already. It's like, I want to be able to make little fun game projects on my own, like, if I have an idea. Because I always have game ideas. Like, more than YouTube ideas. I feel like I have more game ideas than YouTube ideas. But it's like I can't make them. And, like, I just want to learn how to code so bad so I can do it, but I can never get into it that far because I just, like, get busy or lose track. But, like, one of the biggest things that, like, motivates me is just seeing little, like, I don't know, like, cool and cute things. Like, in Japan, seeing all the cool little, like, tiny trucks and stuff, I was like, fuck, I want to make something about the little trains and trucks and shit. Like, I just get motivated by a bunch of, like, random things that for some reason, like, click with me. Maybe it's because I, like, trucks and machines and trains. Stuff.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But I really like, I don't know, when we were in Japan, you were playing those arcade games, and you got, like, super motivated to make a game.
Well, I'm, like, planning it and shit right now. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm drawing
shit.
Up some stuff, so I'm excited. It's just, like, it's one of those games that, like, I forgot that genre or that style of game just kind of existed because I hadn't played it in so long. And it's, like, a game that my dad used to play in back in, like, the probably, like, late 90s, early 2000s. I'd probably say it came out, like, 98. And he had, like, a joystick with the computer as well. It's one of those top-down spaceship, like, shooters.
Shmup.
Yeah, where they'll, like, Whenever you like hit something, it'll blink white. And then like usually the projectiles, at least that I played, are like just kind of orange balls that come at you.
So much fun.
Really nice. And there's like a lot of things that like, if I were to ever make a game, it would be a game where it's not like, oh, how can I make this fun for other people? It would be like, how can I make little Ryan squirm in his little seat? How can I make him squirm in excitement?
So that's like, that's good though, because like I feel like that's like the best ideology when creating something is like, what would I enjoy?
That's what directors and stuff, that's where you get the best stuff.
I mean, we do that with our channel. You know? It's like what we make shit that it's like, it'd be so easy for us to like, I don't know, like pander in a sense or make sketches that we know a lot of people would find funny, but like we're not into that sense of humor, but we don't because it's like, we want to make stuff that we think is funny and that our friends would think is funny.
Because you and I have done that before, and it's not fulfilling at all.
Not at all. Especially and, looking back, it's yeah. not fulfilling. So and it's so like you want to make things that you enjoy first of all. Yeah. And if you enjoy it, then you know that the people that have your same sense of humor and like things you're into will enjoy
it's
it.
It's like even small sketches that we even uploaded on like one of them with Kids with Problems where you think about it. It was fun and like we put a spin on it. But like when you thought about like the thought process of like what could we do? Like the Uber green thing. It's like, what's popular? Uber. What's yeah. this? It's like, but like the best stuff comes out of what is My Two Lovely Uncles, Skater Boy and Friendly Cop, just any Nathan thing. It's just
any like random idea that we think is funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, let's do it. Because that's when you also have like, that's what I found, guys. For those people who are trying to create something, I guess my best advice is create based on the passion you feel and do not create based on what you think people will enjoy, you know? Because like, people can always feel when there's passion in a project, you know?
Like when you watch a movie, it's very easy to see just kind yeah. of like where like a lot of care went to this. Like I'll sing his praises to the day I die, but you watch an Edgar Wright film and you see like just the thought that goes into it. And then like, for example, you see Hot Fuzz. When they were planning it, there's behind the scenes stuff. You could look it up on YouTube. They just have a whiteboard of like all the different last names and like all the different like how the town connects to each other and just like a lot of thought went into it instead of just going an old town where weird people are and then having like the costume person be like, oh, they're weird. Okay, I guess I'll just make them look like this. Like everything's cohesive and everything makes sense together. And it's like you can tell when someone puts in the effort and work into not just making the story thought out, but also using the cinematography to help get that humor across and finding the right actors.
Yeah.
One of the actresses in it who I even forgot that was, I forgot that she was a part of it. She won Best Actress recently at the Oscars for her role in The Favorite. Olivia.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Her name's Olivia.
She played the queen.
Yeah, she played the queen, but she was the female officer in
that's right.
in the town, and it's just like. You know, there's a lot of good casting choices that probably weren't made directly by Edgar Wright, and if they were, good job to him, but there's just, like, you could tell that there was just a lot of thought put into his films. Even you look at Scott Pilgrim, like, a lot of minuscule details and transitions where, like, it actually takes thought, and you know that it's, you can't just throw it to an editor and tell him, next scene, which is, like, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody, but...
What? What do you mean? The editing was amazing!
It won best editing! It won best! The best editing!
That's such a like as an editor,
such a disgrace.
It just like that hurts.
No, but you know the thing that sucks about that movie is apparently because you know how Queen without Freddie Mercury is just a bunch of divas who just thrive on his popularity.
Yeah,
essentially, the editor or whoever edited the movie apparently I'm not sure this is true, but from past stuff from what I've heard about the band in this movie, it seems like it would be. Each band member had to have equal presence of screen time. So imagine what an editing nightmare that is, where you're trying to like probably edit a scene, and all of a sudden you have to also contend with the fact that each band member is going to get a little bit like, I wasn't in it as much as this guy. It's like, honestly, you guys wouldn't be famous unless it was for Freddie Mercury, so go fuck off. Like, honestly, like... People went to go see that movie for Freddie Mercury, not anybody else.
I don't
else.
Know anyone else in Queen.
Right?
Freddie Mercury was such an icon. But, like, what I was saying about, like, you can always tell when there's, like, passion. It's, like, download, like, a shitty... Remember we played those, like, Mafia games?
Yeah.
With Jackson Harrison? like one of those like mafia crime games. It's like filled with ads and microtransactions. Like you just don't have fun playing that because you don't feel any passion. And then you play like
Cuphead.
Yeah, you play Cuphead and you're like, holy shit, you can feel the passion in that.
Way, like so much work went into Cuphead where other studios were like, wait a second. I don't, like that's a game you can tell people wanted to make. It wasn't a game where it's just like, oh, this is popular right now. Let's make this and put a bunch of ads in it. It's like, no, it's like that took more effort than probably, I'm trying to think of a way to say this. Like the money spent on that must have been extraordinary. Just like the time spent on it must have been extraordinary for like maybe the payback that they didn't have at the moment. Like they were really putting everything on the line and putting in so much work for something that could have honestly not sold that well. But thankfully, I think it sold pretty well. And now it's like it's coming to Switch. And so like I'm glad of, I'm happy for its success because those people are the people that deserve it. It's the, remember the same guy that did Unravel? He shows up on stage and he is like, hey, I call him Yarny. Yeah. And like he has this nervous laugh and he's so giddy. Every time I think about it, I get happy. And I bought Unravel, the first game, specifically because of that dude's passion for his own project.
Yeah.
Like you want to help people out like that. As you were saying, like there's nothing about those mafia games that like it makes me more disdainful for the industry instead of hopeful. Whereas games like Cuphead or like movies like Hot Fuzz or more, I guess you can go more into like the independent territory where new up and coming directors, it's like, it makes me more hopeful for the future because you're like, this is what games could be. This is what film could be because most of it that's come out is just very vanilla.
Well, the good thing is like, no matter how like, when you look at like current movies or games and stuff and like the whole realm of like, I'm nothing but like, you know how you have to like get the pre-order to get this and then that and then, like, no matter how
get
much
the deluxe like, edition, then get the gold edition, then yeah. Get the super deluxe signature edition.
And the game's not even done yet.
What was it? There was some game.
Chart?
I think it was called, I was looking at just the Division 2. And they have Division, then they have, like, the Deluxe Edition. And then I think they have, like, a $120 or $150 version of the game that's, like, the Deluxe Signature Edition box set thing. And it's like, fuck off. Do you remember, like, when Legendary Editions used to be something? Like, you think of, like, Halo 3. Halo 3 had the Halo 3, then they had, I think, the Limited Edition, and then Legendary Edition. And the Legendary Edition came with like a fucking Master Chief helmet.
That was so
and
sick.
Like this fucking huge like fucking box. I think I got the Limited Edition, which was like a metal tin.
Because I
thing.
Feel like for that they made it specifically for collectors instead
they
of
did,
just
yeah.
like another
it came
tier
with,
to make
like, a
money.
Really
on.
Nice art book and it came with behind the scenes on the audio and visuals yeah. of the game and stuff. So it's like for people who actually cared about the game. But these collector's editions aren't for anything to have any aren't for anyone to have something worthwhile. It's for someone to just have something for a week where it's like my gun gold now. It's like, cool. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Well, what I was saying was like, I feel that no matter like how bad that realm of things gets, like you can always be hopeful because you always know that in each of these industries, whether it's movies, music, games, there will always be new stuff that has passion in it. Like in the mix of everything, no matter how many shitty Marvel movies there are, there will still be a good movie to come out that year.
And as technology progresses, the easier it becomes for people without a budget to make projects that seem as though they're from a higher budget.
Yeah, because you know back in like the 90s, if you just have a camcorder, like if you want people to see your short film, what are you going to do? Try to submit it to a film festival and pray? Now it's like,
get
oh.
creative and make the Blair Witch Project and become one of the most looked at horror films of all time.
True. But like nowadays you can just fucking go out and buy a camera, use your iPhone. The cameras are amazing on those now. Shoot your thing and then upload to the internet and everyone can see it. It's like, it's so cool how we live in an age where like now creating has never been easier, which I think is super cool.
There's also the downside of where it completely like saturates the market.
That's true.
Content. Like, remember how like easy it was to kind of find a YouTube video that was funny or whatever, like back in the old days? Now it's just like you look up something and it's like, no, I don't mean that. No, not that. No. And you try to type in specifically what you want, but like it gets Like, I feel like now when I search for a video on YouTube, I get more of reactions to the thing that I'm looking for than the actual, like, piece of content that I'm looking for.
When we were in Japan, dude, I couldn't – I was trying to find this one video. I spent forever looking for it. I can't find it. I was searching, like, otaku girl cringe, like, weeaboo girl
cringe. Couldn't find that?
No. It's like an old video from, like, 2009 shot on, like, an old Nokia cell phone. Because
I've never seen that. Y'all wanted to show it to me.
I really want to show you. It's this like, white girl with black hair – and she wakes up in bed, and it's like a day in her life, but she's like the biggest, like, weeaboo, and she's like, Ohio! And then she's eating carrots with chopsticks, and she's like, oishi!
Carrots? Don't you mean waffles?
Shut the fuck up, Ryan!
Sorry. I'm sorry.
And then she's like walking outside and just like talking about, she's doing like anime poses and like saying like, kawaii! It's like 10 minutes long, too. It's a real gem of the internet. I don't remember what it's called. Like, I really want to find it. I spent forever, and I'm like, this should not be this hard to find. It was all that was coming up was, like, weeaboo cringe things.
But there's no way you could find it.
I searched a bunch, and I searched forever. I could not find it.
Well, luckily, if you're trying to search for a good website to make, the search is over. Because you can use Squarespace. From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business.
Say more, sell more. Stand out in any inbox with Squarespace email campaigns. Their all-in-one platform makes it easy to unify your brand voice from your homepage to your emails. Consistent content from website to email. Powerful editing tools to make it your own. Customizable layouts for any message. And there's mobile editing, so you can customize your website anytime, anywhere.
Here's some things you can do with Squarespace. You can create a beautiful website to turn your cool idea into a new website, showcase your work, blog or publish content, sell products and services of all kinds, promote your physical or online businesses, or even announce an upcoming event or special project. Own your domain. Promote your business.
Squarespace does this by giving you beautiful templates created by world-class designers. Ryan designed one. Powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online. And there's the ability to customize the look, feel, settings, products, and more with just a few clicks.
Everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box. It's a new way to buy domains and choose from over 200 extensions. There's also analytics that help you grow in real time. There's a built-in search engine optimization and free and secure hosting.
Wow. There's nothing to patch or upgrade ever. And it's got 24/7 award-winning customer support. Listen to all the types of people that use Squarespace.
Food producers.
Clothing designers.
Venues.
Sports teams.
Personal trainers.
Record labels.
Game makers.
Museums.
Toy masters.
And lawyers.
Check out squarespace.com/supermega for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code supermega to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/supermega. And remember, for a free trial, just, you know, use the offer code SUPERMEGA. There it is. Bada boom, bada bing. Let's finish up this podcast. Ding. There
nice.
It rhymed. Scratching my thighs.
Scratching your thighs?
Oh, why is it fucking raining in LA again?
I love it. You don't like it?
No, I just came back from Tokyo. I wanted to have fucking sun.
Yeah. Tokyo was cold, dude.
Tokyo was cold and it was rainy.
It's been raining a shit ton in LA. Dude, I saw the most beautiful rainbow yesterday, right outside my window. I just look out my window, boom, just right through the sky. Beautiful fucking
That's a
rainbow.
YouTube title right there. Most beautiful rainbow I've ever seen. Not clickbait.
HD, 2019.
With 8K.
With 16K. With a big red circle right in the center of the rainbow, with a big red arrow pointing to the red circle.
No, the red circle has to be circling nothing. So it's just circling the empty sky. You'll never believe what I found at the end of this rainbow. It was my dad brutally murdered before my eyes. I cried. But guess what was at the end of another rainbow I spotted before finding his corpse?
What?
The knife that was used, which helped lead to the arrest of my mom.
Oh. That's a little Shane Dawson can go make a conspiracy theory video on that.
I did not! I did not fuck my cat.
I did
not come on my cat.
I did not put my dick anywhere near my cat.
Hey, okay, Shane.
Hey, Shane Dawson. I'm really sorry that you came on your cat. I know it's tough that the internet knows, but
I came on my cat too.
If it makes you feel any better, I also sexually assaulted my cat.
That video was gonna haunt me forever.
Yeah.
Whatever. It is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Hey, Shane Dawson.
You know, it's funny because, like, when I made that fucking video, same with Crank That Nerdy Boy, you know, it's like, I just expected it would get 30 views.
You're expecting
maybe
nothing.
Maybe Shane Dawson would see it and be like, that's so sweet.
You're
fan.
Expecting nothing but fame, money, and the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's what I ended up getting from it. You know, one day there's going to be a statue in Hollywood of me sitting in that chair like this with my silly bands on my wrist and my long floppy hair looking at the camera. And it's going to be, the plaque will say, hey, Shane Dawson. It'll be the entire text of the video.
I hope that's on your gravestone, just etched into the stone.
I would hate you, Ryan, if I died prematurely. And then you were like, listen, I know it's a joke, Mrs. Watson, but this is what he wanted. And then my mom legitimately, because she thinks it is what I wanted, puts my entire Shane Dawson copy pasta on my fucking gravestone. But when I made that video, like that night, so many years ago, like a decade ago, did I ever know that tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people would end up watching that video and spreading it around?
And using it as an inside copy pasta?
Yeah, people type that shit out and put it on everything. Like, I'll just scroll down a random comment section of an old video. It's like, oh, there it is. Hey, Shane Dawson, I'm so sorry about your grandma, blah, 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 blah.
Now people are going to do it more because we talked about it.
My favorite thing is people are like, why is his voice deeper back then than it is now?
Hey, Shane Dawson.
It's because I was in
did
that.
Did you put on a deeper voice?
Yeah, dude.
Did you really?
Yeah, when you're in that like awkward phase of puberty where like all you want is to like, you know, when like you haven't fully.
Wait, so that video is just of you like putting on a deep voice?
Yeah, go listen to it. Because you know, like when you're.
Hey, Shane Dawson.
At least for me, I was a late bloomer and all I wanted was to be more like. I wanted to already have hit puberty more than I had, so I would make my voice sound deeper. Like, my cousin did the same shit, and a lot of my friends did. Like, when you're that age, you try to make your voice sound deeper.
Shane Dawson, I'm really sorry about your grandma.
I'm really sorry about your grandma.
She's still hanging on, but...
I know she's still hanging on.
I know she's still hanging on and suffering every last minute, but...
I'm sorry, Shane. It's just a part of life, but she's going to a better place. Smiley face. You rock, man.
Shane, that message still stands, buddy. You rock, man. I don't care about the allegations of the cat stuff. I still think you rock. And I know that your grandma is in a better place, like I said in the video 10 years ago. I watched the video and I was so sad. So I was like, I'm going to make a video to make Shane Dawson feel better.
Because that was when you could do, like, response videos.
Response videos, yeah.
Re?
Yeah, like re.
Like
and
response.
Then the name of the video, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing. I was like, you know, I've never done that on my channel before, but Shane Dawson's video touched me so deeply, so I'm going to respond.
Like his penis touched that cat.
Doo-doo!
He probably didn't come on his cat, if we're being honest. But there's still like a good 25% chance that that motherfucker.
I'm not
came
saying
all
he did, but I'm not saying he didn't.
I'm not confident enough to say that there's a 0% chance he didn't come on his cat.
But I'm not confident enough to say there's a 100% chance he came on his cat.
Exactly.
So maybe this one's best left a mystery. Why, you know, he makes all these videos getting to the bottom of shit. Why is he gonna get to the bottom of this one?
Did he come on his cat?
We need to know.
Show us proof.
We need another YouTuber documentarian to go and solve this one.
I like how it's funny because the moment like this, like I came on my cat shit came about, he proposes to his boyfriend.
Guys, forget about it. I'm getting married.
I know. It's just hilarious because it's just like, for me, I was like, huh, that's weird.
The second I heard about it, I was like, that's funny timing. Maybe you should have waited like one more week, but hey, whatever. They're happy. I'm happy for
them.
Yeah,
of course. They're going to be happy for a long time.
I do wonder if Shane Dawson's ever seen my Shane Dawson video. Probably not.
Maybe.
But there's still that chance he might have seen it. If I ever meet Shane Dawson, I will make sure I show it to him. I really just want to make a video. I just want to meet Shane Dawson so I can show him my video. If anybody can get a video of him
just
watching
that video.
Say you
don't like video, him, then he has to be like, what? Everybody has to like me.
And then he'll make a video talking to his haters.
Yeah.
Shane, just watch my video.
I've never talked to you in person, Shane, but I'm sure if we did, we just LA speak to each other the whole time.
Did we ever see Shane Dawson in anything?
Do we see him at VidCon or anything?
No.
We never saw him in person.
You know who did meet Shane Dawson, though?
Who met Shane Dawson?
You might have to cut this out, because I'm not sure he wants you to know.
Justin?
Or wants people
to know. Did Justin meet Shane Dawson?
He went to a meet and greet when he was younger.
Justin went to a Shane Dawson meet and greet and met Shane Dawson?
Took a picture with him.
I gotta see this!
I know.
What?
I know. How about you contact him and say, hey man, I'm editing a podcast. Ryan mentioned this, and he mentioned that he might not be okay.
Okay.
Is it okay? But I think our boy actually met Shane Dawson. I think Shane Dawson hugged him.
Anyway, guys.
It's getting too hot in this room.
The reason we run out of topics because it's so fucking hot in this room. Ugh. We're just like, what do we talk about when it's this hot? I can't think straight. I need to get out of this room.
Yeah.
Also, tickets for our live shows, they're still available. Please come. Come to my hometown. Come to Charleston, because that one is...
Come to my hometown.
Charleston is selling the least so far, so we got to get that one bumped.
Columbia is selling the...
No, Columbia's actually doing pretty well.
Okay.
So, shut your mouth about Columbia, please. Because I don't want to be embarrassed in front of my mom and dad. But anyway, guys, check us out on iTunes, Spotify.
Matt hates little people.
Those are Ryan's words. I did...
Spoken. Hey, I'm only his best friend. What would I know?
I have nothing but love for that community. Anyway, guys, we'll see you next week. Bye!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI. Or download the app today.